I suggest we do approval of minutes.
Did you hit it already?
I just did.
Bingo. Shall we just do the minutes at the end? Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Good, good. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Apologies for being late.
No problem. All right.
All right, so this is a continuation of 130 Camp Hill Road, proposed house of worship regarding lighting and landscaping. I don't remember if parking in the back was included.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically it.
And at the last meeting, I think we had resolved most issues except the trustees had not yet issued their negative declaration. They hadn't completed their CEQA review, but we've got a resolution that they passed on July 24th. There's a copy on the table. I think Jen emailed this out when it was available. Trustees have completed CEQA and finished their work on the special permit and the environmental review. I had written a memorandum back on July 12th, and really the only thing I had asked them to fix was some numbering on the sheets and one inconsistency that I found on the lighting plan. So I think that should be handled in a condition of approval, to just correct the plan set according to the July 12th planner's memo. Steve, was there anything else that you were aware of that you wanted to put in a resolution?
No, other than I reviewed all the project review memos from Martin and yourself and looked at the plans, but I didn't have a updated PDF version of the plans that I'm assuming were amended based upon those memos. So what is the most recently revised set of plans?
They have not been submitted. We've made some changes and I wanted to show them to you, but the plans have not been submitted for your review. So there
that's why I didn't review them.
The latest ones we got were dated June 12th.
Right. Okay. Yes.
I just wanted to remind everybody, I think this board was almost ready to give the approval last month, so it was just that we didn't have the neg deck, and we received that, and actually, Civil Tech has, you should have a copy of this letter.
Yep.
The bulk of the comments were really from Spence Engineering, and this letter addresses each and every one of those comments and questions, so we're hopeful that after we at least review some of our responses, that you
Do you want to go through every comment and how we changed the plans, or do you just want to see the big things?
Well, obviously this one dated August 17th, that's on the table, that's the new one.
Right, yes.
Well, these are just responses to the
actual comments. Yeah, that's just
really,
responses to your comments, yeah.
My only comment left over from that July 12th memo was on the lighting plan, and I assume that you've got your sheets renumbered.
Yes.
And which is the final size of the light posts?
Okay, the light post, the light pole itself is 10 feet, the light fixture is 2 feet, so it's 12 feet to the top of the light fixture, and
okay.
It was a 10-foot pole.
All right, so that's
here, I'll show you the poles.
Okay, that's a new detail sheet, thank you.
Correct, yes, there's the detail of the pole, and the pole from the bottom of the light fixture to the bottom, to the finished braid is 10 foot, and then the light fixture on top is 2 feet. So that gives you the 12 feet.
Right, and that makes sense because in the lighting photometric plan, it talks about the light coming from a height of 12 feet, so that's
right.
Totally consistent. That was really my only
just to remind us that was a 2-foot reduction.
Right.
I was going to say, because originally
it was 14.
Correct, yes. Yes. And these, if you Can you see the light fixture? Mm-hmm. This shines down. Nothing shines up. So it's all coming down to the ground, so there shouldn't be any ambient light in the sky.
Right.
Yeah, all of the other issues that I had, really, I have no further questions.
Has the village board given a special permit?
Yes.
They have.
Okay. Yes, that's in the resolution from the 24th.
Yeah, I also put a copy.
You have a copy of that right there. Oh, okay.
They granted the special permit and had a finding of a negative environmental impact.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Please. Applicants.
Yes, thank you.
Our review memo dated July 19, 2023. If you can just go over any of the major items that you addressed and then just make a statement if you take issue with any specific comments.
I did give a response to your comments here tonight.
Yeah, I haven't had time.
You do have it in writing.
Yes.
Okay, so here is the arborvitae row, the double row, 5 foot apart, staggered, that you had requested.
Those are the green giants.
Yeah, that changed to green giants.
Yeah, we changed it to green giants, yes.
Yep.
It was emerald green arborvitae, now it's the green giant arborvitae. And that was suggested by the town board.
Right. I'm just going to, doing it a different way. I'm going to just pick out a couple of questions on my review.
Excellent.
Instead of going through it. Willingness to serve letters from the water and sewer.
I have the water. I'm working on the sewer.
Okay. Do you anticipate any problems with the sewer?
Not at all.
Okay. Provide hours of operation.
That actually came up at the trustee meeting, and one of the neighbors asked that, and one of the trustees shut the question down, saying that the law as passed has specific criteria as far as when a gathering such as this can be used. That's sufficient. As long as the hours of operation are compliant with the neighborhood show rule, then that should be satisfactory. So that was kind of our response. In writing, is that the law is very specific about the use.
So the law, that note's not required on the plan.
We'll add a note saying we'll comply with that law.
And what are the hours of operation? What is the law?
Well, basically it talks about how there's morning prayers, midday prayers, evening prayers, and that was all covered, in the scope of the law, and that you're allowed to have. If you have a social hall and things of that nature, you're allowed to have events associated with those religious functions. You're allowed to have gatherings for those things.
But what are there specific hours?
What are they? It was specific. I don't know what it was.
Do we know?
It's specific. I just don't know.
Yeah. We would like to have those in. You'd like to have them specified.
Would you be willing? I think. Sometimes stating the obvious is a good tactic.
Yeah.
If you could just put a note on the plan that copies the sentence about hours that's in the house ordinance law, so that that you'll comply with it, and then
can I say we will comply with the village law in case the village law changes at a later date?
Right, Richard.
We will still be compliant with the village laws as far as hours of operation.
We'll put the specific section.
You can put the section number.
Yes, we'll put the section number.
Just out of curiosity, we're talking house of worship, we're talking religion.
Yeah.
How can you mandate when or not when a house of worship can have activities there?
I can help you with that a little bit, with a little bit of experience.
Yeah.
There are certain prayers, so let's say evening prayer. So the evening prayer takes 15 minutes.
Right.
But the time for evening prayer starts at 7 and it ends at 4 in the morning. So it's really arbitrary when you decide to have that service. So
members.
I think the village law has stipulations stating that, no, the use cannot be after a certain point because it doesn't have to be.
Okay, because I'm just thinking in terms of freedom of religion. Who are we to say, well, you could, you know, you can't operate at that time because we don't want that. Wait a minute, then you're restricting.
No. Some of the timing is arbitrary.
Yeah. Okay. So what I would like to see is I would like to see those hours specified within the law so that it's clear to everybody so we don't have to look stuff up. Like, I would like to see that in there when that is within the village. Can we do that?
Well, like,
but something tells me the more we're going to put in, the more
there's a specific law.
Well, no, but it's not specific hours because there are certain holidays where you might have to be there till 3 a.m. or people stay up all night in the synagogue learning. So I'm sure that was taken into consideration when that law was written. So you can't just say 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. It's just.
But what is the village law?
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, that's what I like to know is what the village law is.
I don't think the neighborhood house of worship has set hours.
I don't remember anything about that.
There's definitely some type of verbiage in there.
Mr. Chairman, why don't we go on to another topic, and as soon as I look it up on my phone,
Excellent.
I'll read it aloud.
Thank you.
One question. I remember someone at the last meeting raised the issue that evidently because of the dumpsters at the shul, that they were having bears, and you know, we do have bears in the area. How is that going to be addressed to control the garbage?
I mean, there's a dumpster enclosure, and
they do have special bear-proof dumpsters. I would have to see if they have them in this area that we can rent.
And also, how often during the week is that garbage picked up? Like, I know my garbage, they come twice a week. What about this house?
This is a private car, so it's whatever they arrange.
Okay. I mean, that's the one thing I remember that someone had mentioned.
Well, I think the problem is that they don't have that now. And they're just putting the bags out or in cans and they're getting in there now.
Oh, they don't have a dumpster.
No, now they're going to have a real...
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that's the issue. I think they were just saying, you know, what are you going to do? Because right now it's a problem.
Okay.
Excuse me. I don't have enough of a internet signal on AT&T to get the code up. Do you know the Wi-Fi password for here so that I could...
They don't even give it to me.
Oh, great.
Why not?
Talk about the government.
Why not?
Perhaps if somebody else has a signal, could they could go to generalcode.com.
Generalcode.com?
Yes. And then you look up, eventually you look up the state of New York, village of Pomona, you get the code for... the village of Pomona, and then we got to go to the House of Worship Law.
I don't remember anything in the House of Worship Law.
I remember something.
We don't have to remember. We're going to look it up.
That's where we're going to look it up. Yeah. Because what I'm worried about is someone coming to complain to you in Village Hall, and we have this. Well, here's the rule. Here's the law. It's within that, and boom.
It's so funny because that came up again at the special use permit.
Right.
And the trustee was emphatic about it, that, you know, as long as you just state that you're in compliance with that law.
Right, but she needs to know what that is. So we need to know what that is. I don't know what it is. No, nobody at the board knows what it is. You don't know. So when a neighbor comes in all riled up, oh, you guys, it's 3 a.m., why, you know, whatever, and we go, well, there's some law, we don't know what it is. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So we need to know what it is.
Ron, they're going through the utility plan comments. Any issues with the drainage design?
We're working it.
Perform percolation.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. When it's appropriate. Yeah, we don't want to go out there and dig a big hole yet.
I know it's even on the Village of Pomona website, the final law.
It's hard to find it, though. It's hard to search it.
Let me see if I can pull it up the old-fashioned way from my car trunk.
So we want it stipulated in the if we grant site plan approval, you want to stipulate it in the motion?
I would. I mean, I don't know.
Isn't there redundancy? If
maybe.
It's part of the law?
But if we don't know the law.
If we don't know the law, and they, you know.
It's
like,
sort of taking a shortcut to make people aware this is the law and they're in compliance.
Right. So there can be, so I'm anticipating.
We're cutting them off at the pass before someone can make a problem.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
You see?
And the on-site curbing is Belgium block?
Right, yes. Yeah. And I took off the concrete curb detail, so it's only the Belgium block. But I have a question for you. Do you allow the Belgium block in the right-of-way? The Belgium block curb?
There's no curbing out there now, correct?
No.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Zoning, okay. Getting somewhere.
Good.
And our review asked for a slight a road widening to accommodate the entranceway, and that would
we have here from the edge of pavement to the right-of-way line. We have a widening there for pulling on and off into the driveway.
Also, the entrance drive is being made wider at the road.
Yeah, it goes past the entrance driveway and it widens the whole road. So that you
it's
have
down.
A little room to pull off before you actually have to turn.
Yeah.
So it makes it just a little wider and easier to get off.
Any issues with sight distance?
No. No, there's a note I added. The sight distance was measured at 350 feet to a left-hand turn. If you're making the left-hand turn, it was measured at 350 feet, and it was 450 feet to the right-hand turn, and the requirement is 335 feet. So we make it both directions.
Mr. Chairman, I had comments S1 through S38 from the last review that we had, which is dated July 19, 2023.
Uh-huh.
And just paraphrasing Rhonda, she will comply with all the comments and address all the items. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay. I mean, I think there was another previous application on Route 306 that was approved. What was, you know, what did they put for notice? I mean, it was just approved 3 months ago.
We know Pomona.
Huh?
We know Pomona.
Right. No, I'm just saying that, you know.
On 306?
Yeah, you know, where was that?
We didn't give.
Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley, yeah, Hidden Valley. Yeah, Hidden Valley.
Yes. Seven Hidden Valley.
Right, so they, I mean, that you the board approved that, right? So I'm just wondering what.
Oh, yeah, that was just that one, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
And they had, there was an access, there was a road in back of the property.
So as far as the hours of operation, I'm wondering what got, you know, put into that.
I don't even think that was mentioned.
Listen, we're having trouble finding the text of the law we adopted. So let's work on looking for one thing at a time. I now have the law. I've finally been able to download it. So let me see what it says about hours.
Looking at
this is an older version. Yeah, but that's, we got to look at the right version.
Yeah.
I have the one that was adopted.
Separate, I see your response dated August 17, 2023. Was there a separate response to my comments?
Which number
is
that?
Yeah, it's dated July 19, 2023.
was your response memo?
My response memo was dated, yeah. This is.
Let me see that. Thanks.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe there wasn't in there.
There is no hours of operation.
I remember seeing something, though.
Basically, what it says is.
We didn't have hours. We had size of
statues and, you know,
two separate lighting.
I remember seeing.
What it says is the principle: you shall be the holding of regularly scheduled religious services.
That's the use. That's reference to use, not.
Right, but I don't see anything about hours either. But the trustees all said it was in there in the law.
Yeah, except.
Let the trustees. Let the trustees.
We're taking a conventional step, which is we've opened the code and are reading it.
Excellent.
Which is the way to solve these sorts of problems, and it's just not there. There is nothing that says about hours of operation.
I don't remember anything about
it. It does say, like you say, your quote is correct, the holding of regularly scheduled services, but there's nothing about hours of operation. And then there is a catch-all, such other requirements as may be imposed by the Board of Trustees, but if they have not, there are no specific hours of operation specified here. Any noise problems will be covered by the noise codes and police action or whatever. I think there's nothing to cite as a note.
There are the noise codes have to do with, like, for after midnight, or is it 11 or 12?
Yeah, if you're having a loud party, religious or not, the cops can come and tell you.
Right.
Right.
Take care of it.
But that's in our law, is it after midnight, I believe, right?
Well, that's another one where I don't know. I need to read it to
right.
I don't know. I'm sure that
one has
a
time.
So the regularly scheduled services.
There are no special permit requirements
that
govern the hours
in
our village code for houses of worship.
So if I understand this correctly, then our houses of worship law has no restrictions on hours.
Does it restrict on whatever the village law is?
It seems to restrict it on use, not hours.
Well, but the use is regularly scheduled services for use, right?
That's use, though, right?
But hours,
right?
There are no restrictions on hours.
Yeah, because
it's correct.
We have to do. There are some services that last all night long.
Right.
Then we don't need to put in any. We don't need to put in any restrictions.
That is correct.
Because there aren't any. So it would be like the board complying with.
The uses are restricted. If somebody wanted to use the building as a catering hall, you couldn't do that.
Right, that's what this says. But if you want to have religious services at 5 a.m. or at 3:30 a.m., you may.
A midnight mass.
As long as it doesn't go past a certain decibel, where it kicks into the thing. So the answer to my question, we don't need to worry about you putting in anything that's going to send you in a wild goose chase looking for something that we thought was there, wasn't there.
Right.
The board has just clarified to itself, to its own understanding, that there are no time restrictions, meaning that should someone complain that someone is having religious services at 3 a.m., our response, the official response of the village has to be, there are no time restrictions. Sorry. But would there, if the complaint is it's noise, that falls under other jurisdiction, so we don't have to worry about, is this religious infringement? It's just noise and so on and so forth. So that sounds like, now that we have the clarification, right, we can move on.
Yeah. I believe so.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I've shared my phone with Attorney Onez.
Is he trustworthy to share your phone with you guys? He's got all your contacts and everything. I don't give that to my kids even, you know.
I know. I was hoping he might pay some of my bills.
Wishful thinking.
OK. Okay, so what are we up to now?
Hold on, so he's checking over here.
He had a intermediate draft in his trunk.
Uh-huh.
But I was able to bring up, had a good enough reception that I could download an email that had the final version of the law attached to it. Right.
Yeah, so the drafts I was looking at made no mention of hours of operation. They just talk about the use and nothing more.
Okay.
So we're in the clear, but then the clerk's in the clear, we're all in the clear, we know what...
Just regular use of...
There it is. What I don't like is when there's not clarity. That's what people... If there's clarity, there's no argument.
The bottom line is, if they're having any services, as long as I am sure they're going to be good neighbors and hold down the noise, there shouldn't be
They don't have
issues.
To be good neighbors, but they just have to hold down the noise.
There also is restrictions built into the general village laws about decibel levels after a certain
That's just general noise.
Right. That clears everybody of everything.
Religious noise or general noise?
Any
noise
kind of noise.
It's all noise. Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
We're just double checking. Hold on one more. A few more minutes here for our attorney. Look at the latest. You have the latest.
This is the latest.
He has what we call the penultimate.
This was the, as you may recall, we had an initial house of worship law, and then about a year and a half later, the trustees went through and made it even better through some changes. And I was able to bring up on the phone the very latest changes that were made to it.
Nothing at all about
excellent.
It.
Excellent. We're in the clear.
It appears it's just use restrictions, not time restrictions.
Good.
Okay. Now what?
See, there's no more embarrassing than those of us who are supposed to know don't know. That just riles everybody up even more,
I still think you could put a note on there that says it just has to comply with that law.
Right, and you might even, if you want to be extra diligent, you could say something. Noise restrictions are just under village restrictions.
And we're just going to have to check whether it's 11 p.m. or after.
Do you think that
which would apply to them anyway?
I'm saying.
Do you want? Would you advise putting something in there in anticipation or anything? Just that's not.
I don't think it's necessary because our code is going to cover all that, unless there's something specific that we need to address in the neighborhood house of worship. Well, I wouldn't necessarily delve into that.
Excellent.
One of the people that was here last time, she was complaining that she could hear when they were using their key fobs to open their doors.
Yes, the electronic
doors. It's like, give me a break.
Sounds like you need noise
canceling. She lived a mile away.
Headphones or something.
I think you asked her address. She lived like a mile away. I'm serious.
She lived diagonally across the street.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, if that's the way she feels, then she has no business living on less than an acre in the suburb. She should be living on 100 acres in the middle of
she's also on a main street.
But she was
double yellow line street.
She has a right to call the cops and say they're noisy opening the doors, and then the cops are like, okay.
I think it's a reasonable observation to make because we are bringing a gathering place into a residential neighborhood, so there are different actions that are going to be more imposing on residential, as opposed to any church or synagogue in a area that's designated on a 5 or 6, 10 acre piece of property. Now we're doing it on 3/4 of an acre in a residential neighborhood. Right. So we do have to be mindful of these.
Yes, things. Exactly.
But at the same time, recognizing, I mean, my street is very quiet, but at night you can still hear the traffic from 202, even though it's far away. I mean, you never... You're living in the suburbs. You are never totally silent. There's always some kind of background noise.
Right. But we do have to cuts both ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Next item that we need to discuss here, with regard to this, or have we?
Did we answer everything?
Has everything been answered?
Yes, I got confirmation from Rhonda that she will comply. And she submitted a response letter.
So now we need, I believe, to just vote on the preliminary, right? site plan, or there's not, this is site plan approval.
Yes, I think we have to do the site plan approval and just make reference to the most recently revised plan, which I haven't seen yet, so I'd like to get a copy of that and make that part of my resolution.
Okay.
But we can vote on it tonight, and you can authorize me to prepare a resolution for the chairman's signature.
Very
based
good.
Upon the resolution, but I, in order to draft that resolution, I'm going to need the most recent revised site plan.
And would you advise that we do that way to vote, grant the site plan in pending your
subject
the revised version coming to you and you checking it out?
And actually, Martin actually will be the one checking it out.
Okay.
As far as completeness goes, and that they've actually addressed his comments and the comments of JT.
A motion. How should we word the motion then? In terms,
you can vote for approval based upon the application and the most recently revised plan before right. it, and you can authorize me to draft the resolution. And prior to the chairman signing, there will be a review of all the submissions by the village engineer for completeness and
Excellent.
Accuracy.
Do I have a motion for that?
Motion for that.
Yes.
Second.
All of them agree? Approved.
Aye. Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the next thing on our agenda is approval of the minutes.
Oh,
I put that at the end so we could get this done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Has everybody had a chance to just look over the minutes? They look fine to me. I don't see anything missing. You have it here.
What's the front of it looking?
Like this.
There's a mistake in
it. A mistake. Excellent.
We closed the public hearing.
Oh, we did.
There's a motion to adjourn it.
Oh,
yeah. So
to adjourn. So adjourn needs to be corrected to close.
Okay.
To close. Very good.
Look at me, right?
A little gold star for you. That's very nice. You see?
I could remember that a month ago.
I mean, this is pretty cool. Yeah. This is pretty cool. Wow. Very impressive.
I started at the end.
Listen,
so hold on.
No, that's pretty good. See, I read it. I'm like, yeah, I guess we did adjourn it. See, but I'm an old guy. We need you young guys. We need young guys on the board who remember.
Yeah, everything else looks good to me.
Okay, so we just need, the only correction is the last page. Dan Kolak made a motion to close the public hearing.
Not adjourn.
Mm-hmm. Not adjourn. So just cut adjourn and replace adjourn with close. Motion was seconded by Donna. Upon vote, the motion was carried by all present. So that's one word change.
Okay.
Do you want my copy with it?
I voted.
Okay, very good, very good.
Do we need to make a motion to approve the minutes?
We do need a motion to approve the minutes pen,
with this change.
With the one correction just submitted.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the minutes, including the correction from adjourn the public hearing to close.
The correction noted by
Mr. Mark.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I put him in the record here for actually.
Put him in there. Okay.
Extra credit. I
get just gold star.
He gets a gold star.
Okay. So we.
Second.
All approved.
Aye.
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 All approved.
Okay.
And now we need a motion. Any new business?
Nothing on.
No new business.
No.
No. Excellent. All right, well then, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
I all agree. Thank you so much.
Whatever happened to Veolia and their water tank?
I heard that they're busy with the village board. I don't know. what?
Just wondering, you know.
Should I hit stop here?